Lord, help us not to neglect your Spirit or the gifts you have given us. Give us the courage to use these gifts for your glory. Amen. Mother, forgive my foolishness. Can we still have a message? I am standing by you and with you, and yes, I will impart a message to you. Oh, thank you. You are forgiven. Be more careful in the future, please. Yes, Mother, I will. Today is the start of a new beginning for you both. Truly, he has received an impartation to restore him. Work with him, Claire. I wish for you to work together. The anointing will be there. Wow! Just obey, dear daughter. He needs this from you, too. It will be strengthening for him. The enemy has worked very hard to shut down the anointing over both of you. Now is the time to work against that. It truly is a new day for you both. I will anoint your partnership, and you will bring forth some rich, beautiful music with a message. I know you were not expecting this, but truly the Lord and I and the cloud are cheering you both on. It's been a long time coming. The curses against you both have been broken, and we are raising you up together. Please work on your vocals. Sing more. In fact, sing all the time. We will be very proud of you for your obedience. There are times and seasons to everything. Your debt has been paid, and you are released from those curses. Also, music requires a deep anointing and maturity. That is why we have waited. Both of you are ready. Make us proud. These gifts have laid dormant for way too long. There are messages in your hearts that need to be shared, and both of your angels will assist you. Call on them. Call on me. And yes, call on saints. Francis, Claire, Cecilia, and Therese. Continue to pray protection over your time as you did last night. By the way, this schedule suits you both fine. Thank you, Mother. I have felt so distant and removed from music. Thank you for this restoration. Ride the wave. You've been waiting for this for a long time. It has come in now to carry you forth into your destinies. Aren't you excited? As much as I can be under the influence. Now about the healing ministry. Every person in this room can have this gift. Some already do. It is not an exclusive gift. It is mandated for their witnessing. Mother, please, tell me how we should go about this. Faith. All that is lacking is faith, and practice makes perfect. Each of you have the seed, but it must be cultivated. No shame. Pray, and if it doesn't happen, do not be ashamed. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Expect the gift to be operating through you. Just as the nurse, picture the needle going into the arm. Picture the healing anointing going out to whomever you are praying for. Do not give up easily. Persist. What has been lacking is simple faith. Forge ahead with an attitude that God is faithful. He lives inside of you, and he wants to see healings. Expect them. Also, clear the air. Make sure they are not holding a grudge or have unforgiveness. That is a major block to receiving a healing. They should make sure they too are forgiven, because if they hold on to that guilt, they will subconsciously block the healing. This is not true in every case, because some are so far away from God. You must start with the healing. Be sure to teach them how to hold on to their healing, because Satan will, for sure, attempt to steal it from them. Here are several key elements to hold on to a healing. Forgiveness of others. Forgiveness of self with an absolution. Belief that God is in your heart and has goodwill to them. Prayer for healing. It does not have to be spoken. I am serious about this. You can pray silently or in tongues, and you will be heard. Be sure that you are expecting the result. Even call upon me to assist you. Do you receive the healing? Thanksgiving. Seriously communicate that to the Lord for His goodness. And that was the end of her message. God bless you, and thank you for your faithful prayers and support.